We may lose this fight, but we're not going to lose the war.
Executive Director of the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition, Stephen Smith, seemed as confident as ever that if he and other advocates just kept pushing, they would soon see a change, one that includes the restoration of more than $800,000 in state funding for child and family services.
We want commitments from our legislators and from the state that we'll never be in this position again.
Smith stood in the lower rotunda of the Capitol, surrounded by fellow social service advocates, holding signs. Some contained countless purple ribbons representing families expected to lose services if the cuts aren't restored. Others with 80 pink slips representing the number of jobs expected to be lost. Marcia Drake, executive director of Women's Aid in Crisis, a resource for women who suffer abuse, is one agency losing an employee due to the cuts.
We are losing our counselor. She happens to be a psychologist, and she was providing services at a rate that we could afford, and we are losing that position because we're going to be losing, you know, probably $25,000 to $30,000.
But Drake says her organization is not the only one. 13 other programs will be affected, including child advocacy centers, family resource centers, and other domestic violence and prevention programs. The groups have been calling on the governor for weeks to add a funding bill to the current special session, but that didn't happen. And Senate President Jeff Kessler says he doesn't expect it to.
I would like to be here and tell you that, you know, we're going to have the remaining cuts restored before we leave town, but I'm not going to raise your expectations unnecessarily here today. I don't anticipate that's going to happen before we leave town, and that's the cold but stark truth. But my message to you is don't give up on our kids, don't give up on our children, and I pledge to you, I have not, I will not.
Kessler says if these groups want to see the change, they have to make a commitment to educate the governor and his staff about what they do.
There is some education that needs to be done from your groups with the governor's office and his administration, Secretary Bowling and others, to convince them that these programs are not duplicitous. They are not duplicates. You're not one program doing the same thing that another's doing. And that needs a message that needs to be made, and that's a presentation that you need to make clearly and concisely.
House Speaker Tim Miley didn't attend the vigil, but joins Kessler in his backing of the groups.
You know, a lot of people have skepticism over social programs and the money that's put into them. But the fact is, if these are the only programs that seem to have the potential to intervene in the lives of these families, to break that cycle of poverty and help these kids born into these homes, you know, leave that life of poverty behind, and whether it be a poverty issue or a domestic violence issue. I mean, if these services aren't being provided, then what services are? I mean, how does intervention occur if not through these services that we're talking about?
But Miley says for the administration, it's not a question of are those programs important. It's a question of being able to afford them in an incredibly tight budget year.
And the governor's, you know, fiscally conservative, which is not a bad thing. And when you have to make cuts, do you make them generally across the board, or do you make some additional or greater cuts in certain areas and less in others? And so the governor, with his line item veto power, chose to make cuts to these programs as well as cuts across the board and many others. And I think his position is, as communicated to me, is that if he starts opening the door to restore some of the cuts he line item vetoed, it creates a slippery slope to then decide, are the other cuts in these other programs not worthy of restoration?
Miley says right now, the governor's focused on the efficiency and effectiveness of the programs before restoring any additional funds. But Kessler reminds advocates there is still time before the end of the fiscal year. The new budget that lacks the program funding will take effect July 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.